Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really getting into a specific guide you shared, focusing on, well, the crazy fast world of meme coin trading.
Yeah, it's all about trying to catch those big early breakouts.
Exactly. So the mission here is to unpack this guide, right? Understand its five-step process for finding these things using a platform it talks about, Aave.ai.
That's right. And the source material jumps right in saying this whole space is just incredibly fast, constant change. So information, speed,
right.
It's everything, apparently.
Makes sense. Signal-based trading, as this guide calls it, is presented as one way to maybe handle that chaos.
Mm-hmm. It frames it as needing timely info and being able to act, like, instantly.
Okay, so let's dive into the actual workflow the source lays out. Alpha signal trading. Speed and precision are key, it says, using Aave.ai to make it happen.
Yep, that's the setup. And then it gets really specific with this five-step process. It's like a checklist once a signal pops up.
All right, step one, initial setup. Sounds like just being ready to go.
Pretty much. The guide really hammers this home. Be ready to execute immediately because the market won't wait, you know?
Okay, so how does it say you actually do that? What are the upfront actions?
First, connect a wallet. It mentions web-based ones like Phantom, OKX, or you can use the Aave.ai bot wallet itself. Connect it to the platform.
Gotcha. Then what?
Then, and this seems crucial, you preset your trade preferences right in the bot.
Preset. Like what kind of settings?
Specifically, it recommends setting slippage to 5%, gas priority to normal, and a quick buy amount like 1 SOL or 0.3 BNB, depending.
And why those settings? What's the logic?
The guide says it lets you snipe fast, so get the trade in quickly, but without, you know, totally getting killed by a sudden price jump. That's the slippage part.
Okay.
And also not overpaying a ton for gas if the network's busy, hence normal priority.
Got it. Speed, but with some guardrails.
Yeah.
And there's a pro tip here, too, about signal filters, setting signal count, too.
Yeah, exactly. This is framed as a way to cut down the noise right away. The thinking, according to the source, is that if a token shows up in signals from multiple smart money wallets or KOLs, well, that's a much stronger sign.
Ah, so it's like triangulation. More sources mean it's potentially more legit.
That seems to be the idea. A better indicator of real momentum starting to build rather than just a blip on one person's radar.
Makes sense. Okay, so you're set up, a filtered signal comes in. Step two, identify quality tokens. This sounds like where you try not to get scammed.
Absolutely. The guide is pretty blunt. You need to quickly sort the real opportunities from the rugs and hype traps. It insists on a quick quality check for every signal.
And the first check is the chart, specifically the 1 minute view.
Correct. The source claims this super short-term view shows you the vital price action right at the start, like what's happening now.
So what are you looking for on that tiny time frame? Good signs.
It says look for a natural stair-step pattern upwards. You know, not just a single green candle to the moon. That stair-step suggests actual buying, accumulation over minutes.
Okay, steady buying. What else?
Consistent volume backing up the price rise. And just basic checks. Is the contract new? Does it look clean? Is it verified?
Right. And the big red flags. Things to avoid.
Oh, yeah. It's specific. A massive spike, then an immediate dump. Probably insiders getting out fast.
Right. The classic pump and dump.
Exactly. Or a totally flat chart after some initial action.
Mm.
The guide calls it a post-PVP ghost token. Basically, dead money.
Okay. Good visual warnings. It also mentions a bonus feature. Aave.ai's safety check.
Yeah, it presents this as a quick automated check within the platform. Apparently, you can use it to instantly look for rug potential, honeypot risks, you know, where you can buy but not sell.
Oh, nasty.
Yeah, or other weird trading stuff. The idea is to catch obvious scams before you click buy. An automated first defense.
Very useful. Okay, chart looks maybe okay. Safety check passes. Step three is wallet behavior and on-chain dynamics. Looking deeper.
Exactly. The source says this is about filtering out bad tokenomics and trying to spot real smart money activity. It points to using Aave.ai's third-party Memoradar dashboard for this.
Okay, Memoradar. What key things does the guide say to check there?
Several things. First, holder distribution. Is the ownership spread out reasonably? That suggests, you know, maybe longer-term potential. Or is it all packed into a few early wallets or bot clusters?
Which would be high risk for a dump, right?
High rug risk, yeah. That's what the source flags. You want a community, not just a few whales.
Makes total sense. What's next on the dashboard check?
Smart money activity. So tracking wallets tagged as KOLs, big players, known snipers. Are they buying more or are they selling? Gives you a clue what experienced traders are doing.
Following the smart money, basically.
Sort of, yeah. Then social signals. Is there real buzz on Twitter X? High engagement, influential people talking about it. The source connects this to a stronger narrative.
The story matters. And the last piece here.
Narrative alignment. It mentions using Av.ai's AI summaries to see if the token fits with bigger trends. Things like AI, politics, ETH, ETFs, whatever's hot. Riding a wave, essentially.
Right. Does it tap into something people are already talking about?
That's the idea. The source implies it can really help a meme coin take off.
Wow, okay, that's a lot to check quickly. Charts, wallets, social media. Step four is valuation and liquidity pools. And the source calls this one most underutilized.
Yeah, interesting call out. The goal here is avoiding those liquidity traps where you can't sell and figuring out how much capital to risk based on the token size.
Okay, so how does it guide position sizing? Market cap.
Yes, it gives thresholds. Under $50K market cap, the source says, small capital only. And use tight take profits. Like sell some at 2x, get your initial investment out at 3x. Very careful.
Super small bets for super small caps. Makes sense. And bigger ones.
Over 100K market cap. The guide presents that as generally safer for potentially larger positions. Usually indicates a bit more substance or momentum.
Okay. And the liquidity pool strategy. Checking where the money is.
Right. This is where the source makes a specific claim about the Av.ai platform. It says, look where the liquidity is. If a token has LPs on other DEX, like Meteora or Radium, beyond just the launch pad, like PumpSwap.
That's a good sign.
It suggests it's a more serious project, according to the guide. Likely better funded, wider exposure.
And the Av.ai angle.
The source claims it's the only platform it's found that shows all these multi-DEX pools in one spot, saving you from hidden traps on other DEXs where liquidity might be thin, enabling more confident entries, it says.
Okay, seeing the whole liquidity picture would definitely be helpful. All right, almost there. We've done setup, chart check, on-chain deep dive, valuation, final step, step five, social proof and influence check.
Yep, last layer of validation. Checking the public buzz, mainly on Twitter X, but after the other checks, confirming the narrative has legs.
What exactly are you looking for on Twitter, according to the guide?
An official account, created early, with consistent updates. But more importantly, real engagement likes. Reposts from big names. It actually mentions people like Ansem, CZ, known crypto KOLs. Even Elon, given his past market-moving tweets.
So seeing if the in-crowd is actually paying attention or involved.
Pretty much. The source wraps us up by saying strong social proof can seriously supercharge a meme coin. Sometimes even more than fundamentals, whatever that means in meme land.
Wow. Yeah, that really highlights how much narrative drives this specific market, doesn't it?
Absolutely. As presented by the source, anyway.
Okay, so quick recap of the process from the guide. Get ready. Set up. Check the immediate health quality chart, look under the hood, Walton chain, size it up, valuation liquidity, and check the buzz, social proof.
That's a good summary of the flow. And then importantly, the guide adds this final tip, which is basically a big caution sign.
Oh, what's caution?
It stresses that all these signals, all these tools, like Av.ai, they're just tools, not guarantees, not a magic bullet.
That's critical. Especially here, following signals blindly is dangerous.
Exactly. The source says long-term success really comes down to building your own internal system.
An internal system, meaning what?
Meaning setting your own clear entry and exit rules, learning from every single trade, win or lose, and constantly tweaking your filters, your timing, based on your own experience.
So the tools help, but judgment, discipline, learning.
Yeah.
That's the real edge.
That's the takeaway message the source leaves you with after outlining its method. And of course, it includes the standard, very necessary disclaimer.
Right, the not financial advice part.
Yep. For informational purposes only, crypto trading is risky, do your own research, all that. The source makes sure to state that very clearly.
As it absolutely should. You can't overstate the risk with these things.
No, definitely not. It puts the onus back on the trader.
Well, this has been a really detailed look into this specific guide's approach. It's certainly a structured way to try and tackle the meme coin frenzy using speed, different data layers, and tools like the one it focuses on.
Yeah, it offers a framework, right? Trying to bring some method to the madness using technical on-chain social checks. All compressed into moments, potentially.
I think what you might take away is just how involved this proposed method is. It's not just getting an alert. It's this rapid sequence of checks, chart, wallets, liquidity, trying to validate if that alert means anything.
Right. It's an attempt to filter signal from noise in a very noisy market using a data-driven approach as the source presents it.
And it leaves us with that interesting tension, doesn't it, between relying on powerful tools and signals, like the guide details, and the absolute need the source emphasizes for building your own judgment, your own discipline, your own rules. So the question for you to think about is, how do you actually balance that? How do you leverage external tools effectively while still cultivating that crucial internal system for making decisions in such a ridiculously fast, high-stakes game?
It's that blend of tech and personal skill, isn't it? Even when trading signals.
Something to definitely mull over. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the source material you sent our way.